Welcome to the audio reading of the County of San Diego Office of Emergency Services Personal Disaster Plan. Thank you for taking this opportunity to better prepare yourself and your family for an emergency or disaster. San Diego County is home to diverse landscapes, beautiful beaches, and great weather. Regardless, our region is no stranger to a variety of natural disasters, like wildfires, earthquakes, flooding, tsunamis, and others. Human-caused disasters like hazardous material spills, civil unrest, and acts of terrorism also pose a significant threat to our region. The truth is, it's not a matter of if a disaster will occur, it's a matter of when. While we cannot predict when disasters will happen, there are steps you can take today to be prepared. Find out which hazards you may face at your home, school, or work. Visit ReadySanDiego.org and click on Know Your Hazards. Enter your address to learn the risks you may face. Did you know that all local fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical first responders in San Diego County only make up less than 1% of our total population? That's why it's important for all of us to be prepared with a disaster plan, so that our first responders can focus on critical life safety issues during disaster response. As someone who lives or works in San Diego County, you play a significant role in emergency preparedness and building resilience within your home and community. We hope this guide will equip you with the tools you'll need to keep you, your loved ones, pets, and neighbors safe during a disaster and remain self-sufficient afterwards. This guide will help you to better prepare for, respond to, and recover from an emergency or disaster. Practice this plan yourself or with your loved ones at least twice a year. Doing so will help you react quickly during the next emergency. For additional information regarding this plan, please contact the County of San Diego Office of Emergency Services at 858-565-3490 or visit our website at ReadySanDiego.org. Preparing your disaster plan. Start by writing down these important pieces of information. Your name, address, home phone, your cell phone. If you have more than one, make sure to include it. Your email, any medical conditions that should be noted, all medical equipment you may use, all medications you are currently taking, any allergies you may have, and if you know it, your blood type. Locate and write the contact information for your local fire department, local law enforcement station, your primary doctor, your power company, your water agency. Also, poison control can be reached at 800-222-1222. And in the case of an emergency, the main emergency alert system radio stations for San Diego County are KOGO AM 600 and KLSD AM 1360. Emergency contacts. Identify emergency contacts, including one that lives out of the area, who you can contact during and after a disaster. Memorize these phone numbers, make photocopies of them, and take them with you. During an emergency, local phone services could be overwhelmed. You may be able to reach out-of-area contacts more easily by phone. Text instead of calling when possible. Write down your contact's name, home phone, cell phone, email, and location. Make a plan. Start by preparing an evacuation plan. Draw a floor plan of your home in your guide or on a sheet of paper. Clearly indicate the location of all main exits, including doors and windows in each room. Mark the location of your home's utility shutoffs, your fire extinguisher, emergency supply kit, and first aid kit. Have everyone in your home study this plan and become familiar with it. Make a step-by-step plan to escape your house during an emergency, such as a house fire. Practice this plan 2 times per year. Make sure everyone can unlock all locks and open doors and windows. If you have safety bars on your windows, make sure they unlock easily during an emergency. If you live in a multiple-story house or apartment building, determine a safe way to reach the ground in advance. Make special arrangements for small children or anyone in your household with limited mobility, disabilities, or other access and functional needs. Everyone should know where your utilities are located and how and when to shut them off. Write down where these are located in your home. The gas valve, water valve, circuit breaker, garage door manual override, and all the tools required to turn off utilities. This is important. If you smell gas, hear a hissing sound, or suspect a leak, turn off the main gas valve immediately with a wrench. Open windows and leave the area immediately. Do not turn on lights or appliances, light candles, or strike matches. Do not shut off the gas unless you suspect a leak. Only the gas company can restore service. Install smoke and carbon monoxide detectors on every level of your home and make sure they are functioning properly. Test them monthly and replace batteries if needed. Replace units every 10 years. If a member of your household is deaf, install vibrating alarms and visual smoke detectors. Determine two meeting places where you and the members of your household can meet if you are separated during a disaster, and write them down, one directly outside your home, like a neighbor's mailbox, and one location outside of your neighborhood, like a community park or familiar parking lot. Consider drawing this with your floor plan, too. Identify two ways out of your neighborhood and write them down. During an emergency, roads could be damaged or blocked. You might even attach a local map to this plan with highlighted routes. Here's a helpful tip. Make sure your vehicle is parked facing your evacuation route. For example, parked in the driveway facing the street or parked on the street facing the main exit road. If you have school-age children or you attend college, know the school's emergency plan. Learn the school's emergency policy and determine who will pick up your children and how, if you can't, during a disaster. Make sure that the school knows your current contact information and the people you have authorized to pick up your child. Staple a copy of your school's emergency procedures to your plan. Get training. Learn life-saving skills such as first aid and CPR. Evacuations. What you need to know. There are two phases of evacuations that are issued by law enforcement during an emergency: evacuation warnings and evacuation orders. If you feel unsafe, evacuate early. You don't need to wait for an evacuation warning or order to leave. If you get an evacuation warning, prepare yourself and all the members of your household, including pets and/or service animals, to evacuate. An evacuation warning is voluntary, but should be taken seriously, as it could quickly turn into an evacuation order. If you have medical needs or limited mobility, you should prepare to leave when an evacuation warning is issued. People with large animals, like horses and livestock, should also begin to evacuate. If you get an evacuation order, leave your home or business immediately. An evacuation order is mandatory. It moves you away from danger and should be taken seriously. Failure to follow an evacuation order can endanger your life and the lives of others. Once you have left the area, you will not be able to return until the evacuation order is lifted by law enforcement. Whether you are at home, at work, or in a public place, it's also important to consider how you could leave quickly and safely in an emergency. Locate stairways and emergency exits. Pay attention to evacuation signs posted in buildings, transportation services, and other crowded public areas. If anyone in your house or your neighbor needs assistance evacuating, consider working together in advance to make an evacuation plan. Shelter in place. In certain situations involving chemical releases and incidents involving gasoline, oil, or other hazardous materials with potentially poisonous fumes or smoke, emergency officials may ask you to stay indoors. If you are told to shelter in place, consider the following. Bring your family and pets inside immediately. Lock doors and close windows, air vents, and fireplace dampers. Turn off air conditioning, forced air heating systems, exhaust fans, ceiling fans, and clothes dryers. If you're instructed to seal the room, use duct tape and plastic to seal off doorways, vents, outlets, and windows. Cover the space under the door with a wet towel. If your children are at school, do not pick them up unless instructed to do so. Alert and warning. Fire agencies, law enforcement, and emergency managers use a variety of tools to provide you with critical, life-saving information during a disaster. The Wireless Emergency Alert System, or WEA, is a federal system that allows local, state, and federal officials to send text-like emergency notifications to cell phones. Most people within the notification area will get the message whether they are a resident or just visiting. Common examples of WEA messages include amber alerts or severe weather alerts. You do not need to register your phone or take any action to receive alerts through this system. Alert San Diego is the emergency mass notification system used by first responders in San Diego County to send evacuation instructions and other disaster information through calls, text, and email. Listed and unlisted landline phone numbers are already in the Alert San Diego database. However, cell phone numbers, voice over IP phone numbers, and email addresses are not and must be registered. Residents can also request to get information in American Sign Language through accessible Alert San Diego. To register for Alert San Diego or accessible Alert San Diego, visit ReadySanDiego.org. Know your hazards. Next, we'll discuss some of the top hazards we face in our region and what you can do before, during, and after to prepare and stay safe. We'll go through each hazard and you can assess your risk. To learn more about hazards you may face in San Diego County and how to prepare, visit ReadySanDiego.org and click on Know Your Hazards. Fire is a constant threat in San Diego County, especially to homes near canyons or rural areas. Dry brush, high temperatures in the summer and fall, combined with seasonal high Santa Ana winds, create the perfect environment for severe wildfire conditions. Through preparation and planning, you can reduce the effects of fire in your home and community. Before a fire occurs, be ready. Know at least two ways out of each room in your house and neighborhood. Keep important documents in a fireproof container and copies in your emergency supplies kit. Get to know your neighbors. If anyone in your house or your neighborhood needs assistance during an evacuation, consider working together in advance to make an evacuation plan. Practice evacuating at least two times a year. Clear 100 feet of defensible space around your house in advance of peak fire conditions. Remove dead trees, shrubs, trash, and other debris from around your house that could catch fire and make it difficult for first responders to access your house during a fire or emergency. For more information on how to prepare for wildfires, visit and download the Ready, Set, Go guide at ReadySanDiego.org. During a wildfire, take action. Stay safe. You don't have to wait for an official evacuation warning or order from public safety officials to leave. If you feel unsafe, evacuate early. Leave immediately if you're told to evacuate by local emergency officials. Bring your emergency supplies kit with you and make sure your address number is visible from the street. Shut all doors and windows when evacuating. If you are trapped, call 911. Leave the lights on to help first responders see your home. Listen to the radio and monitor your television and phone for official information and alerts. Use a certified N95 mask to protect your lungs from harmful smoke particles in the air. During a house fire, leave immediately. Do not wait. Get out as soon as possible. Get low to avoid heat and smoke inhalation and exit the building immediately. If your primary exit is blocked, use an alternate escape route. Call 911 once you are safely outside at your meeting place. Never go back inside a burning building. If someone is still trapped inside, tell first responders. If you are trapped, close doors, call 911, and try to block vents and cracks around doors to keep smoke out. Signal for help out of the window with a cloth or a flashlight. If your clothes catch fire, stop, drop, and roll. Teach children not to hide from firefighters. Earthquakes. San Diego County is home to several major active faults, such as the Rose Canyon Fault, which runs along the coast through downtown, Old Town, and La Jolla, and the San Jacinto and Elsinore Faults, which run through the northern and eastern areas of the county. Most of us live less than 15 miles from a fault. These faults could produce damaging earthquakes that may disrupt roadways, transportation, and services like water, gas, and phone communication for weeks or months. Some faults, also known as blind faults, are hidden beneath undisturbed sediments and would only be discovered after an earthquake occurs. Before an earthquake, be ready. Earthquakes happen with little to no warning. Take time to inspect your house now to identify potential hazards and minimize risks that could endanger your life and the life of your loved ones during an earthquake. Move heavy objects and large decorative items to the floor and lower shelves. Secure large furniture, your refrigerator, and electronics to wall studs with flexible straps. Install latches and other locking devices on cupboards and cabinet doors. Ensure gas lines are flexible on furnace and all major appliances. During an earthquake, take action. Stay safe. Drop down on your hands and knees, take shelter under a sturdy desk or table, and cover your head and neck with your arms, and hold on until the shaking stops. If there is no table, brace yourself against an interior wall, away from windows, and protect your head and neck with your arms. If you're outside, try to move to an area away from buildings, walls, glass, trees, power lines, signs, cars, or any other potential hazards. Drop, cover, and hold on to protect yourself from debris. If you're driving, safely pull over to the side of the road, stop, and put on the parking brake, and stay inside until the shaking stops. Do not stop under overpasses, near power lines, trees, or any other large structures that could fall on you. If you're in bed, stay there, face down, to protect vital organs. Hold on and cover your head and neck with your arms or a pillow and wait until the shaking stops. If you're in a wheelchair, lock the wheels, cover your head and neck with your arms, a book, or a pillow, and hold on until the shaking stops. If you're at the beach, wait until the shaking stops and calmly go inland and to higher ground as soon as possible. Earthquakes can produce local tsunamis that can arrive in just minutes. Be aware of tsunami evacuation routes in advance and follow tsunami evacuation signs. Go on foot to avoid traffic. Do not go sightseeing and stay away from the coast. Be prepared for aftershocks. These can happen minutes to months after the first earthquake and can cause further damage to buildings, roads, and services. Check on your neighbors. Flooding is one of the most common and costly disasters in the United States. Floods can lead to other disasters like power outages, landslides, and dangerous flash flooding. Debris flow occurs when heavy rain saturates the soil, causing mud to form, break away, and pick up debris as it rapidly flows downhill. Areas burned by wildfires or burn scars are especially at risk for flash flooding and debris flow because lack of vegetation and burnt soil is unable to absorb rainwater properly. Before flooding occurs, be ready. Know your flood risk. If you're in an area at risk for flooding or a floodplain, consider purchasing or renewing flood insurance. Monitor your TV, radio, and cell phone for flood watches or warnings during severe weather. If instructed, turn off water and electricity and unplug appliances. During a flood, take action. Stay safe. Evacuate immediately if public safety officials tell you to do so. Did you know it only takes 6 inches of moving water to knock a person down and 1 foot of moving water to sweep a vehicle away? Never walk, swim, or drive through floodwaters. Never drive around barricades. Stay off bridges over fast-moving water. Avoid down power lines. Do not touch electrical equipment if it is wet or if you are standing in water. If it is safe to do so, turn off the electricity to prevent electric shock. If you become trapped in a building, go to the highest floor. Do not climb into a closed attic. You may become trapped by rising floodwater. Go onto the roof only if necessary and signal for help. Build an emergency supply kit. Everyone in your household should have a basic supplies kit that you can easily take with you in an emergency or disaster. Your emergency kit should have enough supplies to sustain you, your family members, pets, and/or service animals for at least 3 to 5 days following a disaster. It should be in a sturdy container like a plastic bin, backpack, or small suitcase on wheels. The good news is you may already have some of these supplies in your house. When building your kit, think about where you live and consider any specific needs you may have. You should also make at least 3 separate kits, one to store in your home, one at work, and one in your car. Use the personal disaster plan checklist of recommended items for your kit and check off the items as you collect them. Be sure to review your kit every 6 months to replace spoiled or expired items. For a complete list of items, visit ReadySanDiego.org. Here's the suggested list for everyone. Water, at least 1 gallon per person per day. Non-perishable foods. A manual can opener. First aid kit and manual. A solar or battery-operated flashlight. A hand crank or battery-operated radio. Extra batteries. Cash in small bills, ATM cards, and traveler's checks. Copies of important documents in a waterproof container or sealable bag. For example, your social security card, driver's license, passport, insurance information, medical records, rental agreement, marriage and birth certificates, copies of credit and ATM cards, utility bills, and others. At least a week-long supply of prescription medications with dosage instructions. An extra set of house and car keys. A portable cell phone charger, solar or battery-operated. Sleeping bags and warm blankets. Extra warm and cold weather clothing for you and each member of your household. Sturdy shoes. Paper or a notebook and pencil. Paper plates, plastic cups and utensils. A dust mask. Plastic sheeting and duct tape to help filter contaminated air. A wrench or pliers to turn off utilities. A fire extinguisher. Matches in a waterproof container. A whistle to signal for help. Local maps. Books, games, puzzles, a deck of cards or other entertainment items. And personal photos. Don't forget hygiene items you may need. Pre-moistened wipes or towelettes. Paper towels or napkins. Trash bags of various sizes. Toilet paper and tissues. Feminine hygiene supplies. Toothbrush and toothpaste. Hand soap and detergent, shampoo, and deodorant. If you have a baby, remember these items. Diapers and wipes, formula and or baby food, a change of clothing and blankets. Don't forget your pets and or service animals. Pack copies of identification and immunization records. Have a carrier or cage readily available. Pack food and water, their leash, some newspaper, a litter box and sand, or other hygiene product, and photos of your pet and or service animal. Other items you may want to consider if they apply. A wheelchair, canes, braces, and or walker. Assistive eating tools. Special equipment vendor information and user guides. And any additional items you feel are necessary, like photos, heirlooms, jewelry, etc. Here are some good water safety tips. In an emergency, you can treat water by mixing 16 drops of regular household liquid bleach per gallon of water. Do not use scented, color-safe, or bleaches with added cleaners. Boiling is the safest method of treating water. In a large pot or kettle, bring water to a rolling boil for 1 full minute, then let the water cool before drinking. Let's review some terms you may be less familiar with and what they mean. Access and functional needs. People who may have additional needs before, during, and after an emergency in functional areas, including maintaining independence, communication, transportation, supervision, and medical care. Individuals in need of additional response assistance may include people with disabilities, for example, blind or low vision, deaf or hard of hearing, limited mobility, older adults, children, people with limited English proficiency or non-English speakers, people who are transportation disadvantaged or live in institutionalized settings. Excessive heat watch. This is issued by the National Weather Service when there is an increased risk for a heat wave, but its timing is still uncertain. Excessive heat warning. This is issued by the National Weather Service when extremely dangerous heat conditions are expected in a specific area. A warning is typically issued when the maximum heat index temperature is expected to be 105 degrees Fahrenheit or higher for at least 2 days, and nighttime air temperatures will not drop below 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Find county cool zone locations and heat safety tips at coolzones.org. Flood watch. Flooding is possible in the area. Check forecast updates and prepare to move to higher ground. Flood warning. Flooding is expected and action is required to stay safe. Move to higher ground immediately. Use extra caution if driving and check for forecast updates. Hard road closure. The road is closed to all traffic except fire and law enforcement personnel. Soft road closure. The roads are closed to all traffic except fire and law enforcement personnel and critical incident resources like utility companies, damage assessment teams, Caltrans, County Public Works, and others. Residents-only closure. Soft road closure, with the additional exceptions for residents and local government agencies assisting with disaster response and recovery. Shelter. A short-term place to house evacuees when a disaster or large-scale incident requires people to be out of their homes for 1 or more nights. Shelters provide services and meals and are typically run by the American Red Cross. Temporary evacuation point. A location identified by law enforcement or fire personnel as a temporary place to evacuate to when a disaster or large-scale incident happens. It does not include overnight stays or provision services for evacuees. Tsunami watch. A distant earthquake has occurred and a tsunami is possible. Stay tuned for further information and be prepared to take action if necessary. Tsunami advisory. A tsunami is expected or occurring with the potential for strong currents, and waves are dangerous to those in or very near to the shore. Stay out of the water, away from beaches and waterways. Follow all instructions from local officials. Tsunami warning. A tsunami that may cause widespread flooding is expected or occurring. Dangerous coastal flooding and powerful currents are possible. Evacuation is recommended. Move inland and to higher ground immediately. Follow tsunami evacuation signage and instructions from local officials. Other resources and quick reminders. Please note these resources in your personal disaster plan. The county's preparedness website is located at readysandiego.org. Register your information at readysandiego.org/alertsandiego. Download the free SD Emergency app, available in English and Spanish for iOS and Android mobile devices. Visit readysandiego.org/SD Emergency app. During an emergency, visit sdcountyemergency.com or the SD Emergency app for incident updates, shelter locations, evacuation areas and hazard perimeters, official social media feeds, and more. The main emergency alert system radio stations for San Diego County are KOGO AM 600 and KLSD AM 1360. For recovery information, visit sdcountyrecovery.com. For non-emergency questions and updated disaster information, call 211. If you are experiencing a life-threatening emergency, call 911. You can join a community emergency response team or CERT. Go to readysandiego.org/get_involved. Follow OES on Twitter at twitter.com/ReadySanDiego for English tweets, or twitter.com/ListoSanDiego for Spanish tweets. Visit OES's Facebook page at facebook.com/ReadySanDiego. Thank you for listening. We hope this plan has helped you understand how to better prepare for, respond to, and recover from a disaster. If you need additional information regarding this plan, please contact the County of San Diego Office of Emergency Services at 858-565-3490 or visit readysandiego.org. The information presented in this plan is believed to be accurate and of practical value in preparing for a disaster. However, no guarantee can be given that the guidance presented will provide protection. The County of San Diego, the County of San Diego Office of Emergency Services, the Unified San Diego County Emergency Services Organization, the Unified Disaster Council, and each organization's officers, employees, and agents assume no legal liability for the accuracy, completeness, or usefulness of any information, product, or process disclosed herein, or for any injuries or damages arising from any disaster or occurrence giving rise to the use or application of the information, products, or processes described or disclosed herein. This document was prepared under a grant from FEMA's Grant Programs Directorate, U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Points of view or opinions expressed in this document are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of FEMA's Grant Programs Directorate or the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.